From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A rush hour suicide car bombing in Lahore, Pakistan has killed at least 12 people. More than 60 are hurt. Veer Singh reports.
TV reports showed rescue workers clearing rubble as they searched for survivors of the morning rush hour explosion in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore. According to local news reports, residents of the area had asked that the police building used to interview high-value suspects be moved out of the neighborhood. The blast left a crater outside the police center and damaged nearby homes and a religious school in the mostly residential area. The number of casualties is expected to rise because some of the injured are in critical condition. Also, people may have been buried in the police building when it collapsed. Officials say more than 40 people were there when the attack occurred. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan and Vice President Joe Biden heads for the Mideast. Gates is meeting with allied and Afghan military officers on progress so far to drive the Taliban from the Marja area and on how to expand the offensive. He's also warning that tough times lie ahead in the effort to expand areas under allied and eventual Afghan government control and to put local governments in place that Afghan civilians can trust. Vice President Biden plans meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Palestinians say they will hold indirect talks with Israel mediated by the U.S., but they won't commit to face-to-face talks unless Israel halts West Bank and Gaza settlements. Israel commits only to limiting settlements.
I am a stand-up comedian who won an Oscar.
Did I really earn this, or did I just wear y'all down?
A few good in-character laughs from Monique, who wins the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in Precious, and Sandra Bullock, Best Actress winner for her role in The Blind Side. Jeff Bridges takes home the Best Actor Award for his role in Crazy Heart, the drama about a worn-out country music star. Catherine Bigelow says being the first woman to win a Best Director Oscar is the event of a lifetime, but she dedicates it to the people inspiring her film, The Hurt Locker, a fictional profile of a military bomb squad in Iraq.
I'd just like to dedicate this to the women and men in the military who risk their lives on a daily basis in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world, and may they come home safe.
The fantasy thriller Avatar gave up Best Movie to The Hurt Locker but won 3 technical awards. More than 3 million Cablevision viewers in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut missed the start of the Oscar ceremonies. ABC had pulled its programming from Cablevision in a dispute over fees that was then resolved. This is NPR News. President Obama visits Philadelphia today as part of a short tour to try to convince Americans his push to overhaul the health insurance system is the right move. But as Carrie Grenz of member station WHYY reports, the president's sell is getting tougher.
Students at Arcadia University in suburban Philadelphia camped out overnight to get a ticket for today's event. President Obama will stop at the small college known for its stone castle on campus and pitch Democrats' proposal to expand health insurance coverage. But a Quinnipiac University poll taken at the end of February shows 58% of Pennsylvanians disapprove of the way Mr. Obama is handling health care. That's up 2 points from December and up 5 points from October. The poll also reveals that most Pennsylvanians now oppose the president's health care overhaul plan. The Philadelphia region is a hub for the health industry, with numerous medical schools, pharmaceutical companies, and health insurer headquarters. The president's next stop on his short health care circuit is St. Louis on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Grenz in Philadelphia.
A strong magnitude 6 earthquake hit eastern Turkey today, killing at least 41 people. The government says the quake knocked down houses in at least half a dozen small villages. The mayor of one village tells wire services that everything has been knocked down. He says there is not a stone in place. It may be several days before the results of Iraq's parliamentary elections are in, and it could be months before there is a new government. Iraqis have voted despite violence and threats of violence. Some 3 dozen people were killed when a bomb exploded at a polling station and hand grenades were thrown at voters. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.